Woohoo! We made it to 2024. This is so exciting. Welcome to the very first podcast episode of the year. If you're listening on the day that this is published, it's obviously January 2nd. And fun fact, by the time you are listening to this, I am on the very first day of my honeymoon, landing in Italy, probably on a food tour in Rome, and I am so excited. This is so fun to get to kind of in advance think like, wow, where will I be? Because from where I sit today, we're actually 4 days before the wedding, and this is such a weird feeling, you guys. Seriously, it's like, whoa, the craziest weekend is about to happen. We have put so much thought, effort, prayers into this, and now it's my job to kind of relax and just soak up the day. And so anyway, I just thought that was so fun about what's going on in life right now, and I'm sitting here just pre-recording some episodes for y'all so you have some awesome career inspiring and calling informing podcast episodes throughout January while I'm gone. And today, actually, there's a little tie-in. Speaking of weddings, I am so excited for you to get to hear from today's guest, a former client, Maddie Sullivan, who is here to tell her career turnaround story, which was an amazing one. Maddie is such an impressive person and just was such a delight to work with. Her, a little bit about her story that you'll hear more from her about is that she started in tech sales after college, did really well there, and then decided to start her own wedding photography business. She had done that some throughout her growing up years and had a lot of photography experience, but it was time to make it official. And she did so well, built a thriving business, did 2 amazing years of wedding photography, and decided to move from one success to another and go back to corporate life, and this time for a really aspirational brand. So she is now, get this, she is now the Senior Program Manager of Customer Experience, CX, for Delta Vacations, their luxury vacation brand. How impressive is that? So for any of you who are wanting to make a career pivot, or maybe have thought, I want to go into building my own small business, but what if I want to go back to working with a team? How would that work? Can I go back? Or if you are currently self-employed and you're thinking about how do I make a strong re-entrance back, or maybe an entrance for the first time back into corporate, this is going to be such an informative, helpful episode for you, as she not only shares her story, but we break down the mechanics of how she did it. So please enjoy and welcome on Maddie Sullivan. Maddie, the day has come for your story to be complete. I love how we were just praying before this, and I was getting sentimental about like, wow, we started this whole journey of your career pivot with a prayer, like, God, please just give her a baller offer and let your will be done. Yeah. And it happened. And so Now we get to have the wrap up of how did you get here, and what is this new job, and what has, what's your perspective on how God has led you to reveal this calling? And I'm so excited for that, to encourage all the people who are, I'm sure, listening, because they would really love to pull off something like you have. So thank you so much for being here, and I'm excited to dive in.
I'm so excited to be here. Can't wait to share, and kind of crazy to be on the other side of it. So
I know, seriously. So can you give a little overview of, I'm sure people are curious about, like, maybe from college onward, what mm-hmm. did you study, and what were some of the things that you tried out in your early career up until now?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've told the story a lot so far, because every time I talk to employers, trying to spin my like 7 different experiences that I've had in the past 3 years has been an interesting journey. I started at Auburn, studied business, got a degree in business administration with a major in marketing, and was a pandemic grad. And so a lot of the ideas that I had for what my career might look like were kind of put on pause. I was going to initially go back to New York City to work for a firm in design and account strategy that I had interned for, but COVID kind of killed that. So ended up going home and lived with my parents for 6 months. And I was like, all right, I'm going to figure something out, but I'm back with living with my parents. I ended up finding a role very randomly through an Auburn connection at a major tech company called Twilio in their inbound sales department. And I was like, I love to talk to people. I'm competitive. I need a job. Sure, I'll do tech sales. So did that for a year, and it was honestly, looking back, pretty much exactly what I needed. It was kind of a bit of a career boot camp, talking to 60, 70 people a day across every type of industry, from a mom and pop like car wash to a Fortune 100 CEO on communication solutions, and really gave me a lot of resiliency and grit that I needed coming out of college to kind of start my career. I did that for about a year and a half, and kind of realized that tech sales was not going to be the position that I wanted to really build a career in. And at the time, my very long time side hobby, photography, was starting to grow. I had shot a couple weddings, and it had always been a long time dream of mine to have a business. And I think I was like 23 at the time, and I was like, you know what? Tech sales isn't for me. I kind of want to try this out. And so, saved enough money, really got some great support with friends and family, and quit my corporate job. And took my photography business full time. Did that for around 2 years, which was an incredible experience. Was able to scale the brand. It grew really, really fast. Shot like 45 weddings in the past couple years, and so it's been an incredible experience learning how to build a complete customer experience from scratch, how to build a brand, how to market, how to bookkeep and run finances, and everything that kind of comes with being a business owner. And so that has been an incredible experience, but it has brought some trade-offs. The business grew really fast, and with that, my health just couldn't keep up with the pace of travel. And I just started realizing that the dream wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. It was amazing having so much time and flexibility, but with that came a lot of time alone, and just realized I had more bandwidth in my career that I wasn't really leveraging and wanted to try something else, which led us to working together because I was in a bit of a position of, what do I do now? And so through coaching, a lot of internal reflection, and eventually interviewing, I've ended up at Delta Airlines in their subsidiary company, Delta Vacations, working for their customer experience strategy department, and helping build out a brand new team and then start Monday. So that's kind of
Oh
where we
my
are now.
gosh, you should also share your really baller job title. You're not just like in the CX department, you know? You're like really up there.
Official title is Senior Program Manager of Customer Experience. What I will be program managing, we're in the process of building, so we'll see, but I'm excited.
What an adventure. And I just have to compliment you, probably along with everybody else. We're all thinking, teach us how to tell our stories like that. That was so good. I could tell you really have had to do that in so many interviews. And I want to compliment you too. And of we'll get more into the mechanics of how you ultimately came to accomplish our objective together, which was discern what you feel called to do in this next chapter of your career and identify the job that's aligned with that. And one piece of it, of course, was doing the market research based in informational interviews. And you hit it. I always say when clients get to that phase, it's like, listen, if you slack on this, you're going to feel it,
Right.
like in your end result. If you
Yep.
hit it hard, you're never going to regret it. And you hit it. So I really want to compliment you. But from your perspective, what were some of the, I'm sure people are asking just like, wait, how did you discern what you're called to do?
Yeah.
Your
Absolutely.
perspective.
Oh my goodness. I mean, that was probably the hardest part of the whole journey. I am someone who, anyone in my life could tell you this. I want to make the perfect choice, which I have come to continually find out does not exist. There's only a good and wise choice rather than the most perfect, only one standing choice. So discerning my calling was a kind of a multi-step process. It definitely started with a lot of that internal reflection. I remember when we first started working together, you sent me all this homework and I was like, oh my goodness. And so for a week, I just got in the trenches in terms of trying to figure out like, what am I about? What have I loved? Where do I want to go? And kind of understanding that career vision. I knew it had to be something intellectual. It had to be something with people. It had to be problem solving. I wanted to help people in some way, but that kind of what that looked like was nebulous. And yeah, I think I started with the point of knowing that I didn't want to shoot weddings anymore. It was more, it wasn't so much like I know I'm called to this. It was more like I know I'm not supposed to do this. And that feeling grew over time, and just chatting with friends and mentors, realizing that even though it was something that I was passionate about and I loved and I was really skilled at, it didn't mean I had to stay there. And it didn't mean necessarily that was the best use. And I remember something we had talked about in an early call that really helped was I was talking about all these things about why I love photography, but all the things I didn't like about it. And you were like, Maddie, like God like wants you to like amplify your talents and amplify what you're passionate about. And in a lot of ways, photography did that, but in a lot of ways, it really missed the mark. And I remember that conversation giving me a lot of confidence to be like, oh, okay, this can be a wise and good choice to walk away from this. So I think honestly, it was just a lot of prayer of like asking the Lord to open opportunities, really trying to keep an open mind, understanding that I didn't have to be in a role that was necessarily saving the planet for it to have impact, but to find a company that treated its employees fairly, was equitable, had a mission that I could get behind. And this, I mean, where I ended up, a vacation brand, but hot vacations are often a way that people reconnect and find vision and find rest and purpose for their lives, maybe in a space of busyness. So, all that to say, multi-step process, definitely a combination of time with God, wise counselors, trusting my gut, and just kind of making the jump.
Yeah, I love that you brought up the, well, it's making me think about this whole topic that comes up in my world very often in conversations weekly of, well, I really want to make an impact.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just really not our job or even as humans, our capability to realistically measure and appropriately assign value to what impact you're making, because it's only the Lord that can know that by you being a part of a vacation brand, someone is going to get to relax into their relationship with God and know Him in a new way, or get their idea that makes them. I don't even like extrapolating the story to like, oh, maybe on a vacation, somebody would get the idea to like start a human trafficking
Right.
like nonprofit, because again, in God's world, there's who's to say their job is more valuable than yours? And so I
Yeah.
really appreciate the trust that you must have exercised as you accepted the offer from Delta of if they're hiring, that means that there is a need and I am going to fulfill it.
Yeah.
And it is going to use my talents, especially based on the work that we did together, emphasizing what are the tasks that you could do all day well, and the subjects that you could think about into, as far as we could tell, perpetuity, and the setting that you need in order to be able to be present and excellent in using those talents. And after you figure that out, it doesn't, it's interesting that it kind of doesn't have to be more spiritual than that, but it also, we are surrendering to God throughout the process, realizing that understanding the mystery only belongs to Him of really like, what am I called to do? I love how Tim Keller says God's will is more of something He does rather than what He gives. He doesn't have to tell us and
Yeah.
make sense of His will, but He is doing it. So I love the trust you exercise there. Otherwise, what I would love to hear before you got to the decision of going into customer experience for Delta, what were some of the other job titles that we were considering together as runners up?
Yeah. So the informational interviews were the most clarifying aspect of helping me figure out, because it really came down to two things. It was between something probably more strategic, which is kind of how I ended up at Delta, versus to consulting, specifically within organizational effectiveness and change management, which some people aren't familiar with. I certainly wasn't. It's really a field that just focuses on how do people work? How do you organize teams? How do you plan for leadership and talent? It's a lot of, honestly, customer experience with just internal customers, employees, rather than customer spirit experience on the outside. So I was really looking at that, was really excited about that, mostly because everyone I talked to I thought was really cool. And everyone was like, oh, I have career ADHD, so I went into consulting. And I was like, oh, sounds like me. We'd be a great fit. But because of some hiring freezes and honestly just kind of thinking about some of the lifestyle requirements that would come with that type of role, kind of put it on pause. And the opportunity at Delta Vacations came up and was one that I couldn't really say no to. But those were kind of definitely the front runners after quite a couple hours of interviews across industries, people, things like that.
Yeah, that is so helpful what you mentioned about basically there is the theme of I want to do customer experience or internal like employee experience. I want to impact different users' experiences basically as a central theme. And you realized that Those have very different job titles in different settings, and you could kind of just take your pick, and you are still utilizing God's given design and the cares that He put place in your mind faithfully. And so it really just came down to, in the year of our Lord, 2023, fall. Who's
Yes.
hiring
Pretty
and
much.
who's
Yeah.
not? And
Yeah.
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I was like, we're in a recession. The job market isn't amazing. Like, this is an opportunity that I don't want to say no to. So I'm grateful that my job search was not nearly as long as I had expected it might be.
That is so cool. So I want to hear, since we did the Clarity program together, kind of the middle package for anyone who's explored our website before. So we were meeting throughout making your decision on what direction, but otherwise you used all the our self-guided curriculum and resources, as well as your own talent in handling the job hunt. So I have been very eager to have this conversation to hear all the details of, like, Maddie, exactly how did you end up landing this job since we weren't reading through that portion? I'm so excited to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of it was exactly how it is laid out in the program. To kind of start out, like the section on fear and overwhelm and building self-respect over self-confidence and how self-respect runs into self-confidence in the sense of if you can keep commitment to yourself in the small things, you're going to have the confidence to do that in bigger things. Because I think when I first started the job hunt, I was so overwhelmed and I was like, I can't do this. There's too many options. I'm not doing it. And the step-by-step nature of just your process helped me so much because I was like, I can send an email. It's doable. I can reach out to one person. I can copy and paste this and it will not be the end of the world. But so that was a huge part of it. The kind of more mechanics of it started out with a friend at the company who I just reached out to do an informational interview with. Chatted with her about her role. Wasn't really interested because she was more on the brand side and I knew I didn't want to be back in brand. So I left the conversation kind of being like, that was cool, whatever, moving on. And then she had mentioned, she's like, hey, I think you should talk to this, her, my current manager. She was like, she is building a new team on customer experience. And I think it'd be a really interesting thing for you to look into. I was like, amazing. I'd love to hear more. She's like, well, the team is like, they're not really hiring, but I'll let you know. A couple months go by and then followed up. She was like, yeah, they were actually interviewing someone, but it's not a good fit, or like they rejected the role. I'll keep you posted. Kind of back and forth for a couple months. And then she just messaged me. She's like, hey, the role is back up. You should apply. And I remember I was walking through a furniture store with my mom in North Carolina. And I was like telling her about this role and being like, I think this is like a great fit. Like, this is everything I love and everything I'm good at. And so I'm at my grandpa's mountain house, just like furiously like updating my resume and applying and ended up doing that. And then used one of your templates to basically reach out to Carolyn, the hiring manager, with kind of the quick pitch email of being like, hey, Carolyn, here's why I think I'd be a great fit for this role. I've been XYZ at other companies, basically how I can add value. Would this be worth a conversation? She got back to me like the next day. I was like, hey, Maddie, thanks so much for reaching out. We'll be in touch. Would you like to do a phone screen with the recruiter? Which funnily enough, I like they didn't schedule. She just called me out of the blue one day, a couple, like probably a week or two later. And so I was like, oh my gosh,
Ouch.
the Delta Airlines. And I was like, and so I had to be like, oh, this is why I want the role. This is my resume. It definitely was a good exercise in thinking on my feet. But that led to another interview with Carolyn. And before then, I was like, okay, I really want this role, or at least I'm going to do everything in my power to position myself for success. I would rather be in a position to like get the offer and then if it's not a good fit, reject it rather than not get the offer at all. So
Yeah.
being a bit of an overachiever, I was like, I'm making a presentation. And so I used the basically resources you had put in that about how to basically create a value-added presentation to kind of show how I could do the role. And so something big in the role I was applying for was identifying gaps in the customer experience and then optimizing it and presenting solutions. So I basically spent probably like 6 to 7 hours over the course of a weekend. Maybe that's a bit much, but a long time researching everything there is to know about the brand, was reading all these Twitter tweets from customers about their issues with the brand thing, what went well, what didn't. Basically made this like 10 slide deck using Gamma, which you would
Yes, I'm
recommend.
obsessed with Gamma. It's like PowerPoint, get out of the way.
Yeah,
Gamma
I know.
AI is my
It was
new
awesome.
favorite.
Yeah, so basically was able to present like three ideas and opportunities for like what they were doing well, where they were missing the mark, bring in some current like trends, used a lot of ChatGPT for that research too, which was really helpful. Created that deck and sent that over a couple hours before my interview. The interview went well. And then after that, followed up, used like the templates to connect with the recruiter just to check on the status of that. And then had an in-person interview with the team at headquarters. And then about a week later, got the job. And then was able to negotiate up my base and add a signing bonus using some of the negotiation templates. So all in all, I think it was around like a 4 to 5 month process. It didn't feel that long just because the first couple months were just kind of checking in with my friend. Once the ball got rolling, it was a lot quicker. But most of it was relationship building, kind of going the extra mile to demonstrate value, following up, and I guess God opening the door. So here we are.
Praise him.
Yeah.
That what a story. I love that. Thank you so much for the detail too. I know that is a huge deal for people to be able to hear. So with PS, actually, as an aside, I remember when I got the email from you saying, here's the offer that I got. I literally told my whole family. I was like, this is so cool. I was so excited for you. I think that's something maybe people underestimate. This is, I truly take it to heart. Like, I want you to get what you came for. Probably gets unhealthy sometimes. Anyway, I was just so excited for you. But with the, oh gosh, there was something I wanted to highlight. Maybe it's not worth highlighting or reiterating, but I'll go ahead and, oh, I do remember now. Thanks for waiting with me in the pause of, I wanted to ask, were you pursuing other options or were you really just waiting out this one job opportunity?
I was kind of in the middle of pursuing different options, but with the timing of how it all worked out, like the Delta Vacations opportunity kind of popped up before the other ones, because I was really focused on consulting. And so was networking a lot with people at Big Four consulting firms, but pretty much every angle I was going towards was like, we're not hiring until maybe end of Q1 of 2024. Across the board. And I knew that if I wanted to do consulting, I wanted to do Big Four. And so was starting to look at some like product management, but found that just like my experience wasn't as well fitted for some of those, just with where I'm at in my career. So it was like starting to apply and network, but everything was just kind of a shut door.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful to hear that you were still poking around and
Yeah.
seeing. One big pitfall that I see is like people making a lot of meaning out of certain opportunities opening of, oh, I had a promising conversation. And then if it ends up not being the thing, it maybe is a little bit more devastating than it needs to be, but good on you for continuing to put feelers out. And the other thing that I think is so important about what you did right was, again, going hard in the informational interview stage was what introed you to what became this interview
Oh,
process
yeah.
and the job offer
Very much.
instead of just cold applying. And for anyone who has heard, like, oh, well, they're not really hiring right now. There's this cool opportunity or a new team opening up, but not hiring. That's never really a big deal because it could always end up like your situation. If you just are willing to wait a bit, give them time to hire and open up the position, it could really work out. And what allows you to do that is being patient enough to allow yourself enough time and not starting your job hunt when you're already seeing red, fully like burnt out, hate, you need to quit what you're doing right away. So that's another kudos for you that you started early enough to allow yourself to stumble upon luck and for luck to take its course.
No, the timing could not have worked out better. Like wrapping up some of my weddings and then still being able to shoot weddings next year, but on just a much smaller scale. So I'm excited to be able to do both.
Woohoo! And I think that just two last questions I would love to ask are what hesitations, doubts, questions, if any, did you have about coaching before reaching out? And because I'm sure that so many people relate to that of what is career coaching and how does it work? Would it work for me?
No, absolutely. I think for me personally, like I am kind of course junkie, but can struggle to really finish something or really stick with it. And so for me, it was more like, okay, is this actually going to be something that's going to help me, or do I just need to like do this myself and figure it out? And like kind of ball on a budget. However, I And I think you too also sometimes run into the space, especially in education, where everyone is kind of a coach and you're like, do you actually know what you're talking about? But hearing all of your like testimonials, having friends that I knew that worked with you, and then just getting to see like the level of detail and effort you put into your resources, which ended up being just like from a mental standpoint, like not having the mental load of having to come up with scripts for reaching out and being like, I trust Kelsey. She knows what she's doing. I'm just gonna plug and play and we're gonna see what happens. Was really helpful. And so didn't really have many hesitations because I've worked with a lot of other coaches in different aspects of my life, my business. But I'm really glad that we got to work together because it made this process so much more efficient, peaceful, not like a burden. I just felt like I had support and like someone to bounce ideas off with, who really knew what they were doing.
Praise God. Oh my gosh. Encouragement overload. You seriously were such an all-star to work with. Since you were such an all-star, I definitely want to camp out on this last question. Any encouragement or advice to those listening? It can be in general. If maybe they're at the front end of feeling like, oh, I need to make a career change. And then if you have any specific advice, if there's someone in the audience that relates to you, particularly in the realm of I'm a small business owner, and now I want to go back into corporate. What you would say to them?
Oh goodness. I would say like general advice, like the biggest thing I'm learning right now, especially for as someone who is historically like multi-passionate, free spirit, not type A, just learning the value of like consistent discipline and consistent input in terms of like maybe I don't need to send 500 emails, but I could send two emails and that's still going to push me towards my goal. And learning to take the pressure off of myself to take enormous, huge action and instead focusing on small, faithful action. And just like the momentum and the self-trust that that builds has been huge. I think also just in thinking about faith, like this whole process has taught me so much about how much I cling to like money and cling to my identity and what I can succeed and achieve in, and just really fighting to balance that with like what God says about us and his nature as like a God who loves us and also a God who provides. And I think especially just in American culture where everything is like you are what you do and you are what you achieve and you're all on your own to do it. Learning that through this process and focusing on that and having people in my life that can point me back to that and help me make decisions off of that has been really helpful. In terms of switching from entrepreneurship to back to corporate, for me at first, it was scary to think about making that jump because one, photography was and still is like a passion of mine, something I love, something that's been a part of my life my whole life. And it always felt like this huge dream. And walking away from it full time at first felt like, oh my gosh, like I either didn't work hard enough at this, or if I like loved it more, if I was more of an artist, I wouldn't quit, or even like like almost like I'm giving up on my dream and just kind of like the feelings that have come with that and having to work through that. And instead framing it as like, no, this has been an amazing experience. And like, I needed these couple years to build my brand to a spot where now I can run it profitably part-time and it can still be an awesome opportunity. But there's no shame in using my time and talents elsewhere and using my brain and growing and like helping build something I'm excited about. And just because the dream was like so part of my identity doesn't mean it is my identity. And too, I think realizing like when I quit my corporate job, everyone was like, you're so brave, you're so bold, like I could never do that. Like, ooh.
Seriously.
And it almost feels like now that I'm not doing that full time, it's like, oh, you have a 9 to 5, womp womp. So I had to kind of work with my ego on that and be like, okay, like I'm not just cool or brave or doing something important with my life because I have a business. And being an entrepreneur does take a lot of braveness and it's hard and it's very unglamorous, but also very worthwhile. But I know that like this is really the right move for me right now to take this opportunity at Delta Vacations, and just get to learn from others and get to work in community with others. And I think entrepreneurship is definitely back. Like it's not out of my life. But I think just in this phase of my career, I really want to be around people that I can learn from a more structured environment. And then who knows, maybe someday build a different brand. But not right now. And I feel really peaceful and really excited. And it took a long time to get there, but it's exciting to kind of be able to release that identity part of me, enjoy photography as a side hustle, and get back to a 9-to-5 schedule. We'll see how it goes.
Oh my gosh, I love this and your perspective and story, and the fact that just what I pulled from part of what you were saying was the truth that I've experienced too, which is career pivots, just like relationships, just like your biggest challenges, just like, you know, trying to get your health in order. It's really all just an opportunity to look yourself in the mirror and for God graciously and on the best days, gently show you what pieces of your identity are not helping you be your fullest or most sustainable, or they're kind of just half-truths. And the thing about the overhypedness of self-employment of like, oh my gosh, you're so brave. It requires braveness on both sides. And so I'm really so grateful and want to commend you for how you faithfully released, you accepted the invitation to release those pieces of like half-truth or false identities or idols. And I'm so grateful to God that we see get to this end celebration point of good luck next week starting at Delta Vacations. We are so excited for you.
Thank you. Gotta go find some business casual clothes. I haven't had to wear those for the past couple of years. So
Oh
it'll
my
be a
gosh.
fun time.
I mean, nobody come at me, but if you need something cheap, Shein is like not actually the worst for business casual. You would not. I was so shocked to find that out. Anyway, well, thank you again for sharing your story,
Yeah.
and we are all rooting for you.
Thank you. Can't wait.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To get an even more meaningful head start into your calling, head to thecalledcareer.com, where my fellow career coach Audrey and I have created a whole suite of free resources and tools to help you get clear and get a job today. For those who are definitely ready to land a job or start a business in the next 6 to 12 months, we're here to help you biblically and practically discern your calling through coaching, reflection, and deep market research, identify the job that's aligned with it, even if you currently have no idea what you want, rebrand your resume and LinkedIn to translate your background to appeal to your future boss. P.S. We take this off your plate and do this for you. Also, we'll teach you how to land referrals and get attention from leadership through networking. Again, if that makes you nervous, we have these emails and LinkedIn messages literally written for you so you don't have to sweat. We're also here to give you unlimited interview practice so you're prepared to address every elephant in the room and knock selling yourself out of the park. Then we'll round out with helping you negotiate your salary so you land thousands more. Just so you know, recent clients have gotten $8,000 to $50,000 salary increases, even though they were totally non-traditional candidates. That's because we specialize in helping non-traditional career pivoters land jobs they're ecstatic to serve in. It takes work, but we're here to see you through until the end, when we're celebrating that day that you send me an email in all caps and you say, "Kelsey, I got the job." Then you could be on the podcast. But I'll be here until then, keeping you accountable and encouraged by meeting with you literally until you land the job you want, even if that's up to 6 months from now within our program. Apply to join at thecalledcareer.com, and I'll see you next week here at Answer the Call. Bye for now.